What's new in business news, September 17th, 2013? China rice contract for 1.2 million tons questioned. Malaysia to build anti-smuggling wall along Thai river border. And SEC fines executive 1.6 million baht for insider trading. Agriculture. China rice contract for 1.2 million tons questioned. The Commerce Ministry claims that a Chinese state-owned enterprise, Beta Huang, will definitely purchase 1.2 million tons of white rice from the Thai government stockpile at a good price within the next 2 weeks. The buyer is also said to be interested in buying 200,000 tons of rubber. A Reuters news article on September 12 claims that talks on a government-to-government deal had been taking place with Thailand for some time, but nothing had been settled. But also noted that it is impossible for China to import that much rice, as China doesn't need that much. Democrat Party leader Kon Chetikavanit questioned the authenticity of the deal and demanded that the government show the public the actual contract. The fact that the government is planning to raise the borrowing limit to pay farmers for rice instead of paying with the proceeds of rice sales is said to provide further evidence that there is, in fact, no China rice contract. Border trade. Malaysia to build anti-smuggling wall along Thai River border. Thailand has expressed support for Malaysia's plan to build a wall and fence along the banks of the Kolok River, which separates Malaysia's Kelantan state from Thailand's Naratiwat province. Thailand already had a similar plan to build a wall and fence along the border. The wall and fence would prevent the smuggling of drugs, firearms, and other contraband items, as well as preventing criminals escaping across the border. Residents living along the river would not be relocated, but all illegal jetties would be destroyed, and more policemen would be assigned to the area. The livelihoods of people living along the border would likely be affected by the proposed plan, but the wall is necessary for national security, both sides agree. Corporate governance and inside trading. SEC fines executive 1.6 million baht for insider trading. The Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, has assessed 1.65 million baht in fines on three people for their use of inside information to buy stock shares. Mr. Swaik Sisuchart, chairman of the board of Powerline Engineering PLC, or PLE, used non-public information concerning PLE to buy 5 million PLE shares in 2010 using other people's securities accounts. Mr. Swaik had knowledge of the company's first quarter operating profit of 184.1 million baht, a marked improvement on a year earlier net loss of 223.23 million baht and a prior quarter net loss of 403.75 million baht due to cash received from written off foreign accounts receivable and disposal of non-operating land. Two others in the case were found to have aided and abetted Mr. Swaik's wrongdoing. All three agreed to a settlement procedure and ended up paying fines of 985,849.53 baht for Mr. Swaik and 333,333.33 baht each from Ms. Usawadi and Mr. Parayut.